This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the lines in the sand and the differences are glaring as we approach what could be one of the greatest exercises in futility the federal government has seen in quite some time. Of course, I'm talking about the Farm Bill, which seems to carry all the optimism of a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. We'll talk about that next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Well, the House and Senate are under the control of opposing parties, and in the season of extreme divisiveness over everything from yearly budgets to how the toilet paper should be hung in the Capitol restrooms, nobody's expecting the House and Senate to agree on anything on the already delayed piece of food legislation known as the Farm Bill. Republican and Democratic versions in the House and Senate are already seeing the partisan divide. In 2 months, the hope that they could even come together in their own chambers, much less a conference committee between the two, is nothing short of a pipe dream. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas recently spoke about the almost hopeless situation surrounding the Farm Bill and says that the Democratic version put forth by Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow will not do anything but handcuff farmers on what they can do to be profitable and sustainable.
I don't think that they adequately address crop insurance. I don't think that they adequately address the Title I funding. And something that very few people were talking about is that farmers would not be eligible for a lot of the classical conservation programs that we've been using, that they put such stringent guardrails around those conservation programs, we weren't able to use them. And even, you know, to take it a step further, they were putting air quality control issues that would have driven the hog raiser out of business and the cattle raisers out of businesses as well. So we needed to do some work on their conservation rules.
It's no secret that Chairwoman Stabenow was retiring at the end of the legislative session and said that she wants this farm bill to be her legacy. However, Senator Marshall added that this legacy of historically bipartisan leadership in the Senate Ag Committee now looks like straight partisan politics of someone who's expected to toe the line in the Biden administration's outspoken green referendum.
I think her priorities were a little different this farm bill. If you look at her bill, her framework, there's a priority, seems to be for all these green energy programs that unfortunately were pushing farmers out of control. So I think with all due respect, I think that hers was an attack on the American farmers as we know it. And beyond that, just really didn't help with the crop insurance or the Title I funding enough.
And of course, 87% of the $1.5 trillion price tag has nothing to do with agriculture or farming. Rather, it's centered around the nutrition programs, which have been a soapbox for partisan politics on both sides of the aisle on the past few versions of the Farm Bill.
I'm very proud of the work that we've done on those food programs all across the country, people benefiting from those. So the majority are those food programs. SNAP comes to mind, but we have food banks and all those things. We don't cut a single dollar from SNAP in our program, and we improve the integrity, which Senator Stabenow probably didn't touch on. But I'm afraid there's 10 or 15% of the SNAP programs, there's waste, fraud, and abuse, and there is in every government program like this.
Just remember, the clock is ticking and time is running out on getting a farm bill done this year, and we're only in the beginning of June. That's because if we don't get it passed by the end of September, we'll be looking at either an expiration or an extension of the current farm bill that's running on 10-year-old data and numbers. All because a do-nothing Congress is slated to take the whole month of August off to do a lot more of nothing, and then the whole House and a third of the Senate will not be going back to Washington, but rather asking for you to send them back to do a lot more nothing. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.